some plant, some water. As we move away from word for the day to a way of life of faith on our church e-news, I want to remind you that the Daily Bread Bible reading notes are available free of charge to support you and to encourage you as you read scripture each day. Please let Helen or myself know if you would like a copy. And I want to take this opportunity to share with you Ling's message. As a child, Saturday was Ling's favourite day. For a group of Christians organised outings for children from poorer families, so she got to visit the zoo, the bird park, and many other interesting places. Their kindness left a big impression on Ling about the Christian faith, that later when someone told her about Jesus, she wanted to find out more. At 13, she gave her life to Jesus and was introduced to a church where older Christians came alongside her and helped her with reading and understanding the Bible. However, in her teen years, she wandered away from God, deciding to find happiness in friends and doing her own thing instead. For a while, she felt that she was enjoying life, but it soon gave way to emptiness. Then, as a young adult, she remembered the truth she was taught by her church friends and returned to God. And today she lives for him each day. Ling is a great example of God using different people at different times to bring others to himself and to help them grow in their relationship with him. Paul talked about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, and God has been making it grow. As we share God's truth with others in what we say and what we do, we join in the whole of God's family and with God himself. Who knows what impact we might have today in someone else's life? So let's do our part and make Jesus known in any way we can. I wonder, how can we plant or water the seed of the gospel story this week? Don't forget, the Bible reading notes will help you and support you in living your Christian life of faith. God bless you.